Once again, two Jack Bros, episode 74, coming in just like this. What's up? Here we are.
You know, third time's a charm.
Third time's a charm, episode 74, times three. Or would it be to the, I mean, it's not to the third. It's not, well, maybe it is.
Maybe
we'll see
this.
What we produce.
Yeah.
Because that's the goal right here.
To the is third.
To the third power.
In life. In life, to the third power.
That sounds like some religious mantra. You know, say like to the third. You like bow.
Yeah.
To the third. So, yeah, we're coming in. So, first of all, thank you if you are coming to Two Jack Bros from listening to me be on Matt and Shay's Secret Podcast. Thank you very much for giving us a shot.
Letting us show you something a little jacked-er.
Yeah, a little jacked-er. Yeah. So, and shout out to Matt and Shane. You know,
yes.
Matt, my day one. Known that guy ever since I came to Philly and started doing comedy.
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the first. He's the first cool person I met.
Okay.
You know, hands down. And, you know, we've been bouncing back our autistic ideas ever since.
Yeah, he's autistic with you?
Oh, goodness gracious, yes.
You think he's more autistic than you?
No, but...
He's definitely on the spectrum.
We're definitely on a similar spectrum, right? you know what I mean? But it's like, I think what I was reacting to is like, oh, he's definitely like me, not like he's definitely autistic.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's because I feel like you want to deny that there are people like me out there. We out here.
You're out there.
We out here passing. We out here bounce. We didn't even find each other through the internet. Think about that. Think about that.
Well, that's, I only believe it that way because that's the way, like, both of you, if you're telling me he believes like you, like, you believe in, like, this, like, weird fate of the universe in, like, I would never believe in the fate of the universe type of way.
And I don't even know
sense.
What that means, but I accept
exactly.
it. I accept all sorts of horse shit that comes out of people's mouths.
Oh, yeah?
No. No, but the, I will say this, speaking of horse shit, it's weird to me because you know how like people are now banding together and you can tweet into action. That's what everybody does now.
Is that a word? Is that a phrase?
Is that a phrase? Tweet into action?
Yeah.
It isn't, but it should be.
Yeah.
Right here, Two Jack Bros.
Tweet into action.
That's why people listen to Two Jack Bros.
Yeah.
You can tweet things into action. So recently people did this like ridiculous campaign to get the company that makes popsicles to start
making
them too.
It had Justin Bieber involved.
What the fuck?
You're mad at this? I feel like...
Yes.
Why?
Because nobody cares. Nobody's suddenly going to start buying these popsicles more because they have two. It's just like a hokey idea. That it's like a nostalgic thing. Like they probably stopped making two because it sucked.
Yeah, people are just having fun. You're mad at people for tweeting into action fun?
Yeah. It's like... There's too much power. The people have too much power
the
now.
People have too much
the people
power.
Have too much
that
power.
Sounds very anti-American. The people have all the power.
No, let me see. Is it anti-American? I don't know yet.
You don't know yet?
I'm not making an effort to take the power out of the hands of the people.
Okay.
What I am trying to do is coax the people to use the power more responsibly.
You think that was an irresponsible wish?
That irresponsible
was like if you had a genie and you rubbed it and your first wish was to bring back the two stick popsicles, we'd be like, oh, this asshole.
Dude, that's some King Joffrey shit.
Yeah.
That's some King Joffrey from Game of Thrones shit where this child king is like, you know, and make that company start making two-handed popsicles again.
But, it is pretty.
But sire, the two-handed popsicles almost put the company out of business. I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, this is ridiculous.
Yeah.
People aren't going to start buying those things now. And it was like messy. It's like it was a problem. Now you have to throw
the
away
one
two
stick
sticks
came
instead of
out.
Yeah,
like, you remember
exactly.
when like it would like, and then you're like got too much popsicle for one stick,
and it breaks.
Yeah.
You know, and then you lose most of
impractical.
Your popsicle. It was so impractical. They're not. Nobody's even considering.
They didn't even
that.
Break correctly. Like how they were made to break to share. If that's like what everyone's going with, they never broke correctly.
Not a single time. Not a single time. And so
now what do? Hand them the rest of their popsicle in your hand?
In your bare hand. I am not. No, sir. But that's the ridiculous part. So it's a nostalgic thing, right? Mm-hmm. But it's not even a nostalgic thing of convenience. It's not, remember back when things were easy because we had the two-handed popsicle? It's just like all it is remember when popsicles had two sticks instead of one? And then someone's like, yeah. And, you know, we could tweet that into action. We can get that back.
So what would you tweet into action? What is some responsible thing that you're going to you would praise if the people rallied together and did?
All right, first of all, let's get Alvin and the Chipmunks off our fucking televisions.
Tweet into action.
Yes, tweet that into action.
Make it so.
We didn't like it in the 2000s, early 90s, or late 90s. We don't like it now, sir. It's a terrible cartoon. Our kids shouldn't even be exposed to Alvin and the Chipmunks. That is terrible. Terrible exposing our children to Alvin and the Chipmunks. The most boring cartoon ever. Anyway, so that.
Okay.
What else would I tweet into action? I don't know. I don't even know in what regard. It's hard for me to think of what I would tweet into action outside of what people are tweeting into action, because there are two things that people are tweeting in action. Things that nobody wants, which are, you know, two-handed popsicle sticks, yeah, right? And getting white people fired from jobs.
Well, those are quite fun.
Well, that's what I can do. Let's do that. Now, let me think of the white people that I want to take down. Like, that's, I guess I should start there. No, I don't know, man. I don't know what I would tweet into action. I think I would be a lot more and you know, because of my nature to abuse power,
yeah,
so readily, I try not to imagine myself with power ever.
You don't.
Like,
you don't
this
go
is a
there.
Power. Yeah, this is a power that I wouldn't even imagine myself with. This is too much. Like, tweeting something into action. I already can't handle it.
I'm glad you know that about yourself.
You got to know yourself. Mm-hmm. That's the only way you can use yourself to your advantage.
Yeah.
That seems to be the theme of the week right now.
Yeah, you got to use yourself to your advantage.
You got to use yourself to your advantage. What do you think you would tweet into action?
Oh, I don't know. I was trying to think. That is a lot of responsibility.
It's funny, too, that like we are tweeting into action either like hatred or let's get back to being fat.
Let's get back to being like all food things.
It's all food things. Like, remember when that company was trying, like the family, that interracial family.
Oh, the ice cream was, name. Yeah, they were like, no, it's not. Opposites attract, or like the vanilla and chocolate ice cream had a name that was like opposites or mashup.
Half chocolate, half vanilla in the same container.
Yeah.
And the company called it, like you said, opposites attract, right?
Yeah.
I think we untied that little knot, right?
Yeah.
Just now. That's what it was, right? It was that company and this biracial family, which, again, not to bring that whole thing back up again. Because
They
weren't a real biracial family.
Oh, yeah, I remember
they
now.
They weren't a real biracial family because they adopted. They were white people.
We
white
don't need
people.
To go back to
that. Yeah,
okay.
I did a whole episode about that. We were very upset about that.
I remember now.
Yeah. Because, I mean, if you can't tell by now, if you're a new listener, like, Ansley's white. Mm-hmm. You know, I know she comes off. No, just kidding. you knew she was white. But yeah, they weren't even a real biracial family. They were like, they chose to be a biracial family.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we did too, but it's not the same. Whatever. Listen to the episode. You can find it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I it's either like some food shit or.
And they wanted to rename it like Love.
Oh,
I don't know what it was.
It was
a bad name. That's what we discussed too. It was a bad name.
And it was like the whole premise of equating human black people and white people to vanilla and chocolate ice cream. It's like, why are we doing that?
Yeah, like those are just colors. That's very superficial.
So disturbing and upsetting.
And we're still not over it.
Still not. No, still not. Still not. Couldn't even talk about tweeting something into action before that brought up the ire.
Yeah.
No, but what
I mean,
you know?
I can always think about tweeting into action something that like promoting stuff and like getting it to like something that we do, like promote it and then be like, you know, like every once in a while, like things like somebody's podcast, for example, it gets noticed and it becomes like really popular really quick. Like tweet into action, that kind of stuff. That's a good, you know, like help small businesses, I guess.
That's
performers, artists,
yeah,
help artists.
For small business. We're a two jack business. We are doing a podcast in our fucking shed.
Small business, we write it off.
Tiny business. super tiny business. yeah, I mean, that's fair. That's fair, but that's...
I heard somebody put their jiu-jitsu career, they've created an LLC in their own of their own person so that they could write off all of their jiu-jitsu fees, which includes your, you know, uniforms, travel expenses, meals, prep, you know, like any, it's like it makes yourself a business. You get to write it all off.
That's pretty sick.
Yeah.
That's pretty
sick. It costs like $50 or $100 to set it up. Just a little, you know, little knowledge out there for
just
you.
Just in case anybody out there wants to be a jiu-jitsu business.
You want to change it one life at a time.
Yeah. I'll give you some information too. If you guys have $150 more dollars, so for $250, you can get your marijuana card in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
So you can either be a jiu-jitsu business or get your marijuana card. Take your. I'll tweet that into action.
Wait, it's not medical? Like you just pay for it? Or like you?
No, it's but it's, you still have to pay for it. You still have to pay for the license
and just go say.
Yeah, because it's not like there's so much like red tape around everything.
Yeah.
That somebody has to like produce a license. Like there's cost to that.
Yeah.
So it ends up being by the time it gets to you, it's like $250 for all of the costs and fees.
Okay.
To get a medical marijuana card in Pennsylvania. Yeah. So the more you know.
The more you know.
Yeah, that's some two jack knowledge.
Yeah.
Two things you know you can do. You can become a jiu-jitsu business. Now that is. Pretty crazy to kind of like write off like all the people you choke in a year.
Yeah.
Because like that would be you would have a lot more opportunities for cooler things to whisper into somebody's ear as you're choking them out.
like about your tax returns. Yeah, like.
W-9, right?
Yeah.
It's the one I fill out. What's the one
W-9.
I
fill
out? Yeah, W-9. It's the general contract. Yeah, that's funny. That's funny. Man. So, yeah. What else is up there? What's up in your, the gossip world? The world of, please don't start unloading gossip. That's not what I mean.
Well, you know what? I feel like I have to confess something to you.
Wow.
I've been watching that series on HBO, Euphoria.
Okay, I don't know what it is.
It's like a high school HBO drama.
Oh, my God, with your high school and kid shows. It's so weird. By the way, I want to be very clear about this. I don't watch shows about kids in high school or kids in like – I don't watch shows where kids are the leads.
Yeah.
Unless they're anime. In which case, I watch a lot of.
You'll watch like 8-year-old kids on anime. Like,
well, then they have powers and shit, and they're like, they're living and solving adult problems. So it's complex. These kids are complex.
Fair enough.
They're allowed to be a lot more complex because it's anime. It's different. But yeah, so Euphoria. What's Euphoria?
Oh, so it's a high school drama, but it's like HBO style. So it's like basically porn. And and it's like, there's like so many like sex scenes. It's like, ugh. And it's just like every bad choice a teenager can make. Like,
is it all hand jobs?
No. But these are like your nightmare teenagers that are like having sex with everybody, taking every drug, like the parties they go to, or like you're like, oh god, not mine.
So beyond hand jobs.
Yeah.
Oh my god, is a lot of blowjobs then.
Well, it's a. No, it's just sex. A lot of sex jobs.
A lot of sex jobs.
A lot of like on like phone porn stuff. Like, you know, like people taking pictures of each other. Like girls getting caught on video. Like fallout for all that. You know, like.
So are they just like reintroducing parents to what their new worst nightmares are?
Basically, and they're like giving teenagers ideas.
And like in a stylized way.
Yeah, you know? You know, it's so. like it's.
I don't even know what my type of high school dramas or high school interpretations are so much wrapped around those super sensationalized characters. So it's like either the druggies or the nerds,
mm-hmm.
right? And there's not really a high school depiction of the roamer.
This one has it. The lead character here is the roamer.
Yeah.
She's back from rehab and she's just like a loner. Yeah. But it's all from a girl's perspective. I love this show too.
Not want to watch a show from a girl's perspective.
It's
Is she an athlete?
No.
She's not a real roamer. She doesn't have access. She doesn't have true access to.
Okay, well, sorry. I should have asked you what the heck is a roamer, and why do you want to watch a show based off of the roamer?
Well, it's so. I think a lot of people can probably like. I didn't have like a clique that I belonged to, but I was accepted in. I could go to like at lunchtime. I could go to any clique and hang out at that table for any amount of time and be accepted and joke around and have a good time,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, but I was also super involved in different groups heavily. So I was in track. So I was involved in that athletic group. I mean, track and cross country, which are both not even sports, but it's like an athletic group of people that meet together.
You do warm ups together.
Yeah. Yeah. We, you know, do a fitness competition with each other.
Yeah.
So, and then I was also in different weird clubs.
Yeah.
You know, so I had, I don't know, but I wasn't like a jock per se. Mm-hmm. I wasn't like a nerd per se. I wasn't like an art guy or.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think the show, I think the show crosses line, like it changes up. Like people aren't as like hardcore defined, or if they are, like it shows the other side of their life too. And like.
I guess that's what it is now. I guess that's what kids are saying. With everybody being more open and everybody being so inclusive, I guess those walls are supposed to be broken down more.
Right, right. Right.
So, I mean, still a weird high school show, which is even weirder that it's porn.
Yeah, I know. Because it's like these, yeah, all these people are supposed to be in high school and you're like, I can't watch this.
See, how do they get away with that?
I guess they're not like all the actors, I guess, are older. They just look young.
Yeah, but it's man, what a weird line.
Yeah.
You know.
It's yeah.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
Cuz it's like here you are watching this TV show about well that entails adult actors playing high school kids and doing porn.
Yeah.
You know.
That's like when we hear about like weird things that like they did back Shakespearean time with actors and stuff. And it's like, yeah. It's really not that weird, like, compared to what people watch nowadays.
No, it's not. I mean, well, I went to the play. I went to a middle school play of Beauty and the Beast. I took my kids to a free, it was free. It was like this free library thing. Like, they're thinking, if you have kids and there's free shit to do, just take them to it. Like, don't keep your kids in the house and just watching SpongeBob.
Yeah, it expands the horizons.
Just a little
cultured
bit.
Little kids.
And they were excited. They were just mm-hmm. like, fuck the theater.
Yeah.
Daddy, and I didn't, Daddy took us to the theater. It was fun. But it was weird. You don't know if it was cast the way that it was because the more talented people won out, or it was cast the way that it was because of this new recent, let's do everything different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so. It was Beauty and the Beast,
mm-hmm.
and most of the characters were played by females,
mm-hmm.
except for like a couple drunks.
that were they dudes. So there were other dudes. They just
they didn't
couldn't make, be leads.
You couldn't be leads. No, it was like so. The
at first I was like, oh, that doesn't sound like a big deal. And then when you started naming all the male characters, I was like, oh.
It's like I if you're gonna have, it just it was it's to me. It was weird to see Gaston played by an Indian chick. It was just a strange choice.
Yeah.
It was just weird. Because
it's not like it's Peter Pan.
It well,
like, it's Gaston.
It's Gaston. You know, Gaston is an archetype almost
yeah.
in society.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, look at this motherfucker trying to come in here being a Gaston.
Yeah.
You know? Here's one of the funny things to me about this. So it was, you know, played by this little Indian chick. And to play Gaston, they markered in some thick eyebrows for her.
Of course. Yeah. Sounds about right.
But like, it was a little Indian.
She didn't need them. The first thing I thought when you said that, I was like, well, maybe she had some facial hair. Maybe she had a mustache going on.
Yeah, right? Right?
Yeah.
It's like, why don't you just play up her natural characteristics? Why are we acting like that's not there? But it was, what was interesting though, was to see the psyche of a little girl in trying to play an arrogant man.
Yeah.
Right? So this
that's
person.
That's quite an acting task.
That's big.
Yeah.
How do you take a little Indian girl who probably lives a life where she's culturally expected to be somewhat submissive or respectful at the very least. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming a lot about her Indian
lifestyle.
You
are assuming
right?
a lot.
But I think it's fair. I mean, you know, we raise our kids a different way. Mm-hmm. We raise our kids like chocolate and vanilla, a little blend.
So people expect that out of them?
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's interesting to see now this person who has this cultural reference point play an arrogant man.
Yeah.
You know, so like just, you know, by leaps and bounds, the definition of arrogant man.
But you know what's like weird? I feel like that people have trouble because of we're so politically correct, we're so socially correct that like you can't ever call another person arrogant, you know? So it's like I feel like they can't even explain it to the kids like correctly. Like, oh, it's like you know, like what would you say, Donald Trump? Like now everybody's
offended.
Oh, that's
definitely what they were saying. Because like she basically played like a Trump type character.
Really?
Yeah, that's basically what she did. Yeah. This little Indian girl was up on stage like, no one talks like Gaston. No one. Gaston's the best. Gaston's no one's even close. No, but that wasn't it. That wasn't it. That's not how she. That would be hilarious, though. If that's how she played. Yeah. No one's neck is incredibly thick as Gaston's. The thickest neck, the best neck.
Very, very, very
Give
good.
Me a belt. Give me a breaks belt. Watch this. Give me a belt. No, it was. She played him as this, like, really stiff character that didn't move much
when
he talked.
Yeah.
Like the chin was always up in the air. The hands were always like in a fist clenched, but on the hips.
Come on. Remember him swinging from chandeliers?
Dude,
like
Gaston had
moves.
Hips.
Yes.
He had hips.
I mean, that was part of his thing. He could like, nobody spits like Gaston. Like
No one has those Shakira man hips like Gaston.
But you know what the problem is? We don't have any more fun-loving, arrogant men that were like, oh, like back in the day, like Arnold Schwarzenegger, right?
Great guy. He was Gaston.
He was Gaston, but he fucked his nanny. He's gone. He's
he's Gascon. Yeah.
We couldn't take those.
But he just, it was like at the wrong time. He was exposed at the wrong time. Like, had he been exposed for fucking his nanny 10 years prior, like we'd be
had
like.
Had he not stopped doing it at some point? He'd been doing it for too long?
Yeah, no, he could still get away with it if we knew that he had that habit. Like, people got grandfathered in.
Who got grandfathered in?
I think a lot of, like, our
Like George Clooney's.
Yeah,
like Brad
exactly,
Pitt.
Exactly. Like those, they kind of got grandfathered in. It was like, okay, now stop womanizing.
Yeah.
You know, it was like
we're not gonna pull up all your quotes from the past if you'll stop. Yeah. Just like keep it in your pants.
Because I remember they tried to get Sean Connery. Remember? Because he had that clip of him talking about sometimes you gotta smack a woman.
Kind of. He said that.
In the interview, it was like sometimes, basically. To paraphrase, right? he basically says, sometimes women be talking slick.
Yeah.
And you gotta smack them.
How old was he when he said this?
I mean, which
Sean Connery was this? Okay, I need to picture.
So he wasn't heavyset.
Yeah.
He had some gray in his beard. Okay. It was like on one side. It wasn't even like gray throughout both sides.
Yeah.
So it was, you know, early. He was like still on his way to being an most interesting man in the world type character.
Yeah.
You know, he wasn't.
Yeah, but he was in those early movies. Like, those early movies.
And in the early I think he was peaking towards that direction where it was like he could say super manly shit.
Like,
you know?
Didn't he have a movie that was like a prison break? And it was like.
The Rock.
The Rock. Yeah.
Hell yeah,
so
the
was
Rock.
It like right around that time? He was like that was right when he was like, he became the man in that movie in my mind.
Well, you got to know. I mean, well, not know, but keep in mind, he was like an actor for a super long time,
super
even
long.
Before that.
Yeah. Like he did like all the James Bonds before that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it was like post James Bond, but pre The Rock.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
It was in that hot era because he was James Bond.
Did you know they're making another James Bond and the lead character is going to be a
You're trying to upset me right now. I don't like what you're playing for.
Woman. Yeah. And but she's not James Bond, but she's like looking for MIA James, like she's looking for James Bond or something.
So but she is going to be the lead character of the spy thriller and she's going to carry the action of, yeah. of the movie.
Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. She could be James Bond because James Bond like not she couldn't be James Bond, but she can be 007.
Yeah.
Because that is a
character that's one of the most like makes the most sense for them to try to do that in a movie, like change the main character from a male to a female in a James Bond, because like you said, it's 007.
Yeah. And it's like it's weird. It's like I don't mind because it's 007. It's like whoever has the label of 007 has the label of 007. You just got to fucking rock it. My whole thing is we have to figure out how we're going to handle these hand to hand combat situations.
Oh, right. You don't want her to outstrength people?
Because she's not a superhero. Yeah. We have superhero movies.
Yeah.
She's James Bond, which is a human person.
She's got to have amazing gadgets that like help her beat up dudes.
I'm looking forward to that. I love that in the Keanu Reeves movies, the like John Wick movies.
Yeah.
Like the gun fu that they're basically doing.
Yeah.
You know, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. More. Let's tweet that. I'll tweet that into action.
More gun fu. More gun fu. What is gun fu? And they have. I don't watch those movies. They're too violent for me.
You know, so you'll do something like. So I'm walking into a room. I have a gun on me. It's holstered, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody comes at me with a gun. They're pointing their gun out. I go grab their hand. Flip them. Cast a gun. Like whatever, you know. Judo throw. What's your favorite judo throw?
Usaki.
Okay, I usaki him down to the ground, and arm bar him. Bend his gun towards him. Boom, boom. Double tap him in the chest. One to the head.
Yeah.
He's dead.
Yeah.
Tumble roll up, you know, with his gun, you know, shoot.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay, just like very just like
up. Small area.
Yeah, exactly. Close combat battle. Where you're doing evasive shit. It's like it's a Krav Maga with a gun or Sistema. Like the Russian, that fake Russian martial arts Sistema where you're just like flowing by each other. You know, it's just like, you know, it's just like that with a gun.
Yeah.
You know, it's sick. In movies, it's sick. It's sick. I love it.
You know what made me laugh about out loud was in what's it called? The Netflix show with the superhero that we just got done watching.
Jessica Jones.
You know the episode towards the end where the blonde chick is holding the dude up against the wall with her foot and they like go frame. Like, her foot would be all the way up to his neck, and they, like, look at him, and the foot's, like, in his throat, and it's, like, real forceful, and they go back to her, and she's just, like, holding it up there because it's, like, really high.
Yeah.
It was so silly to me.
Yeah. Yeah, that was, I think I remember, like, that.
Or, like, she wasn't in a strong base. Yeah, like, what is happening? Why didn't he just push her leg off of his throat? Yeah,
cause,
like,
because, yeah, it was, like, this... The effort that she's not really whole, because that's how it works in movies though, because it's she can't actually press against her throat, so she's trying to do an action that looks like she's pressing against his throat.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's like it's really hard to figure that out. I remember it's like she's not on him.
No.
Like what is happening here? She's not on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but to finish, what was it? What were you talking about right before that?
The your gun ninja, your what did you call it, gun fu?
Oh, the gun fu. Oh, the female James Bond.
Oh yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So she's gonna have to be sick with her gadgets and her weapons.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that. I don't have a problem. And I even like the fact that I like that she's black.
And oh, I
like
she that is.
Yeah, she's black. She's inter. She's like black with an accent though.
Yeah.
She's the she was in. The Black Panther movie, did one of the chicks that was bald. She balded for them. She was one of the warriors.
Yeah. You know? Okay.
It's one of them. I think she's gonna have an accent.
Yeah.
As long as she's not an American black chick, I'm okay.
What's wrong with an American black chick?
You can't have an American black chick be an international super spy.
Why not?
Because that's suspicious.
That's suspicious.
Just an American black chick walking into the the whatever ball that you know they have to walk into or that the party or the casino. Of the high stakes.
But it's okay if she's British. If she's Australian, like
yeah,
any
it's
other.
Like, it's like, there's no Korea. It's like, yeah, they travel all the time. They do, all, you know what I mean? It's like American black chick. What's an American black chick doing all the way in Switzerland in this high stakes poker game?
Nobody would question Oprah if she was over there.
But we know Oprah.
Yeah, she can't be a spy.
Yeah, she can be a spy.
She could be a spy.
But she can also show up in those because, like, Oprah is an icon.
Mm-hmm.
She's not like an American black chick. You know, she's not like some American black chick.
Okay.
It's not like a who the fuck. It's like when she walks into the room, it's like, oh my God, she's stunning.
Yeah.
You know, and she sits down. It's like, oh, she sits down with power and grace. And she just starts talking. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. What the fuck? What is this? Is she wearing a wire? Is she a wire? This bitch is a wire. Get her out of here.
Oh, man, I hope it's an American and I hope she pulls it off.
Yeah, there was a whole bunch of memes going on about it, and they were the so what do you think the jokes they were making about it being a black female James Bond?
Something about her drink, like she's gonna drink something different than what James Bond drinks.
Ooh, I didn't even see that one. Do tell. No,
I don't know.
No, but that's good, right? Probably some Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
Shaken, not stirred.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a good one. What else? What else do you think they were?
What else? She is gonna have gadgets in her wig. I don't know.
Come on, you can do this. You can do this. I believe in you. Come on. This is two Jack Bros. We're the best.
She's gonna eat fried chicken. I don't know.
Okay, I mean you tried. But we got a good one out of it.
Yeah.
The Kool-Aid shaken, not stirred. By the way, I didn't see any memes about it. I just wanted to see. I wanted to see if you could, how many of them you could fire off. You know, that was a test of your liberalism. Are you truly a liberal? Are you
Did
a progressive
I fail?
Liberal? I think you won.
Won?
I don't know. I think nobody wins that game.
No.
Nobody wins that game. All right, where are we at? This is a short episode for the episode that is basically, this is basically the episode that not really introduces us to the possible new fans,
mm-hmm.
but because they're...
You don't have any conspiracy theory for the new fans? You're not going to show off the side of you?
Not yet. I want to, because I think the thing that we do best over at 2 Jack Bros, and so does Matt and Shane, is we do a natural... podcast. Mm-hmm. We don't really force things. We don't really have too many segments that we try to hammer home. We do have sometimes we decide things in terms of fighting, whatever. but stick with us. You'll see some of the stuff we do, but we try to do it naturally. Right?
Yeah.
So, that's really. I mean, I feel good.
Mm-hmm.
I feel good.
Mm-hmm.
Nice little energized episode.
Mm-hmm.
Give the people what they came for.
Mm-hmm.
Some. Entertainment and intrigue. Hopefully you could use this for a commute, whatever you use it for. We don't always remember shout outs. We try.
Yeah.
But I think just so you know what you're getting into, I'm going to purposely forget them right now. Thank you for listening. Keep tuning in. Please like, subscribe, rate, review, show us the link, all that stuff. We appreciate you no matter what.
Got you.